You are listening to Community Voices on NPR Illinois. I'm Vanessa Ferguson, and today we are talking about The Mousetrap. It's being produced by Spencer Theater Company, and it's playing at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in February. And we're going to talk to the directors of that show. We have Joe Michael Jackson and Jenny Rissette here. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us.
I'm very excited to talk about this show. It's one of the longest running plays in the world, and it's coming to Springfield. But before we talk about Mousetrap, I want to learn a little bit about you. I don't think you've been on the show before. My first question to all the guests is, how long have you lived here in Central Illinois? And Jenny, I guess we'll start with you.
I have lived in Central Illinois probably since about the early 1970s.
Okay.
I grew up in the south side of Chicago and the Chicago suburbs. And then I went to the University of Illinois in Champaign. And started teaching in the Chicago area and then moved down here in the 70s.
And were you a teacher here when you lived here in Springfield?
Yes, I taught in Riverton High School for 30 plus years, 34 years maybe.
Well, thank you for sticking with us and being a great educator. Now, Joe, what about you? I don't think you've always lived here. How long have you been here in Central Illinois?
I haven't. I was born and raised in Waverly, Illinois, and then ran away to Minneapolis in my 20s and 30s, and after 12 years returned. I've been back about 12 years. Though. So I'm feeling like a native.
So we want to talk about theater a little bit too. So theater is something that you do a lot. I know you from the theater community. So can you kind of tell us a little bit about that story, about how you got involved in the arts?
You know, we all have our different stories. I think probably through the school system would be the same for Jenny and I both. I started freshman year of high school with The Mousetrap as the first thing I did.
That was the first play
you ever did? First play I was ever in was The Mousetrap. I played Giles. And then I did it through high school. I'd wished to pursue it in college, but I am just not cut out for a four-year program. And kind of wandered about for 3 or 4 years doing a lot of community theater here in my late teens, early 20s with theater. I met Jenny when I was 18 years old on a production of Grease at Springfield Theater Center. And well, here we are 30 some years later, still directing shows together. And this time I'm directing Jenny for the first time.
Oh, wow.
And it's been wonderful. It's just a really wonderful process. But it's nice to be back. Doing the arts in the big cities is much harder than it is in Springfield.
Oh, I bet.
We have so much available to us.
Yes.
And it's incredible.
That is one thing I hear from a lot of people who've lived here and then live somewhere else is we are really, really lucky when it comes to the theater community here. It's unlike really anything else. So
the opportunities and the talent level are outstanding, just outstanding.
Yeah, yeah. Jenny, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got involved in the performing arts?
Very similarly, and I think a lot of young people, they first are introduced to theater in this school, and it was a same way for me way back when.
Did you do Mousetrap?
No, I have not.
Bummer.
This is my first time to work on Mousetrap,
okay.
So I'm really excited about it. But so, yeah, I first started doing shows when I was in high school. And then in college, I got a minor to be able to do some theater. And so I got involved in it when I started teaching. And then I came down here and they needed a teacher, an English teacher at Riverton, but one who would also be willing to take on doing plays.
Oh,
and so that's how I got involved and did that, you know, for the whole time I was there, both the plays and the musical and the speech team for many years. And then in the 90s, I kind of got involved with community theater and started doing some shows at the old Springfield Theater Center. And I did a Muni show and I did a few things like that. My sons were getting to the age where I felt like I can't do all these things. And so I took a break from community theater. And then when I retired, I decided that I wanted to get back into community theater.
Yeah.
And so I came back and directed a play for the present day Springfield Theater Center at the Hoagland. Then just continuing to do that up until right now.
Wow. Well, we're glad to have you back into the swing of things with community theater. Like I said, we have Mousetrap coming up. Now, I said it's the longest running play, but let me give a little more context to this. So it opened in London's West End in 1952, and essentially, except for the pandemic, It's been playing ever since.
Ever since.
Mm-hmm. Ever since.
And the funniest thing to me about that is I read that no one can make a film adaptation until this thing stops running. Well, when's that ever going to happen?
Agatha Christie was not a fan of the films made of her movies. Miss Marple especially. They took a beloved character and turned her into a comic buffoon.
Mm.
It's a wonderful, they're wonderful now when you look back on them, but they weren't her stories. So she decided this one, she thought it was her craftiest plot, her best twist, and she didn't want it revealed. So here we are 70 years later, mm-hmm. and it still hasn't been filmed in any form. It's never been released as a script or the short story in England. Mm-hmm. It has been in the U.S., but still not in England. And it's just kind of amazing to watch.
And I wanted to bring that up because if you're listening to this and you're unfamiliar with Mousetrap, you may be familiar with a fairly new film called See How They Run, which is kind of based around this play occurring, and it's a murder mystery film. Saoirse Ronan, I think, is her name. She stars in it. It's very funny, a lot of British humor in it. So if you've seen that film, you might be going, Mousetrap. Oh yeah, I know what that is. So this is actually the play that is going to be performed by Spencer Theatre Company that we're talking about. Talk to us about the Mousetrap. Kind of give us a little bit of an idea of the plot, what happens in it. Obviously, don't give away the big twists and things like that, but give us a little synopsis of the show.
Well, actually, the play is obviously it's a murder mystery, and it takes place in 1951, I believe. So it's just post-war, and it takes place in kind of an English countryside at a manor that a young couple is running, and they're just opening it up for guests. And it's all about the guests. And of course, there's a snowstorm. And so people are trapped at the manor. And there is a murder before they get there. And so from there, it's who is going to be murdered and who is doing the murder?
A double murder?
Yeah. Well, wow. The first murder took place in London, but they're connected.
Okay.
And this is also one of her first times of using nursery rhymes in her plot. She's done several novels with different Five Little Pigs, which is an English version of Three Little Pigs, and different stories where they are. But this is Three Blind Mice, and it is absolutely haunting how the murderer uses it when you really think about it. It runs throughout all of it, that haunting little tune. It's absolutely beautiful. And, you know, to add on to what Jenny said about the show, This was the first locked room mystery is what they call this, even though it's a whole manor house. Nobody can get in, nobody can get out. So it's one of us. And the solution was the first time an audience had ever seen something like that.
Mm-hmm.
More common now, but back then it was absolutely dumbfounding to the audience.
So when the audience is watching this, they're clearly going to try to figure out who the murderer is.
We hope so. In the performances I've done in the past, it always gets a gasp. It's just, and I don't want to say it's just the who, it's the how, the where, the whole thing comes together and all of a sudden there it is, and it all makes sense because we play fair. You know, everything, we're laying everything out there for the audience to catch, to solve who it is if they pay close enough attention.
Yeah.
I also want to really make clear, it's not a downer. There's a lot of humor in it. It's fun. It is fast-paced, so it gets rolling and the mystery's happening. You know, it's a traditional mystery play. This isn't like a dinner mystery theater night where the audience is jumping in and suggesting things. This is a true play, but it's fun to watch people sort it out. As you know, this is a show I've acted in 4 times now. It's my first time directing or co-directing with Jenny. And every audience, you could see their faces towards the end of it. Like they're really thinking, really processing, trying to sort out who it is.
And they're going to be characters that you love and characters that you hate.
Some more than others.
Yeah. Jenny, you're in the play. Are you a character we love or a character we hate?
I would say I'm not the most lovable of the characters.
Oh, Jenny. Well, talk to me a little bit about that. What's it like, you know, you're co-directing, but you're also on stage.
Yes.
That seems like that'd be a real challenge.
It has been, but it's fun. In 2019, I directed Bly Spirit for Spencer, and I directed Joe. So now the tables have turned, and he gets to direct me. So it's kind of fun. And I told him, you are directing me. I like to be directed. The scenes that I'm in, you tell me what to do. You tell me what you're wanting. And I'm not going to have any input to those scenes at all. So it's been really interesting because that's hard to do.
It is hard to do. But at the same time, Jenny and I have co-directed so many times now and known each other. She does what I'm ready for her to do before I tell her. There is a system that works there so well. But I will still have to every now and again go have a producer, a stage manager, somebody go sit in Jenny's spot. Come look at this with me because it's kind of like staring at a painting. You can stare until you can't see it anymore in a fresh set of eyes.
Yes.
So that has been a little fun here and there. I try not to do it very often so she could stay within her scene. But there have been a couple points where, you know, we rely on each other for the backup on the visuals and the, you know, I'm not seeing how to move this person without blocking this person. And sometimes the other brain just comes in fresh and says, well, how about that? And it's, that's it.
That works. Well, good job, Jenny. You're really pulling
double duty
here.
It's been fun.
What's been really interesting to me about Mousetrap is that it's really fitting into this genre that we've seen coming out so frequently now with films like Knives Out and The Glass Onion, these murder mystery films, not necessarily true crime, that's its own thing, but just the like the puzzle almost that we're trying to solve, and it's really enticing. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on why you think that is happening and what you feel about that.
You know, it's interesting in theater with murder mysteries. They tend to come and go in excitement level. There's phases of them. But when they come back in, they still work so absolutely beautifully. But, you know, Knives Out, the director and the screenwriter for that, and also The Glass Onion, is a huge Agatha Christie fan. They openly talk about Agatha Christie being the inspiration behind both of those movies. In the first one, especially being with it all in the manor house, and it is very similar to Mousetrap in that it's a, you know, very locked in mystery. So it goes down that avenue, and there's just been a popularity surge again. We had one a few years ago with different forms of mysteries. You know, we've gone through them like Clue, the movie. It is absolutely a murder mystery, but it is absolutely high comedy. Clue is based directly off Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap.
The game Clue?
The game is. It's called Cluedo in the UK. That's the name of the game, and here it was changed to Clue. And it is absolutely directly based, you know. It is in the manor house. They're bouncing around. It's interesting how this show has just bled out into so many areas.
I love that you have all this knowledge on this genre because I'm aware of it, and I know who Agatha Christie is, but I didn't quite understand her almost undercurrent of influence that's with these films. I had no idea that, was it Ryan Johnson, the director of Knives Out and The Glass Onion, that he was such a big fan. Mm-hmm. And so now that you're explaining this, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's right. Knives Out is just like The Mousetrap.
It is. It all crosses over, and I love that they're homages. Now, with us with Mousetrap, we are really aiming for a very authentic production. A lot of times anymore, shows will get trimmed down just a little bit by the production team to shorten them up. There's nothing to take out of this because, you need every bit of every red herring, every one of those little things. So it is a slightly longer play than we've gotten used to watching, probably about 2.5 hours, but it will keep the audience just sucked in because it moves and it's so well crafted. And there is always somebody off to the back doing something and you're watching them like, what are they doing back there?
Ooh, you know, that's fun.
You know, to go along with what you asked and what Joe was saying with the humor, I think that these movies are popular because people right now, they want something to escape into. And these mysteries have, as he said, so much humor in them along with, but you still work hard to solve it. You've still got that puzzle going on, but you're having fun with it too. And the characters are so fun.
I think you're absolutely right.
There's an escapism to it. It's a beautiful place, you know, a beautiful manor home, a beautiful island in Greece with a mansion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're building Monkswell Manor. It's one thing we're very proud of with Spencer Theater. We go all out on our sets. So get ready. Construction has been underway. David Parker is our builder. He builds things to last until the end of days.
We might live there when it's done.
I want to go live there after this. You're really selling it for me, honestly. Like, it sounds like watching it, I'm going to feel like I just want to go play on set and investigate. Mm-hmm. And wow, this just sounds like a lot of fun. Now, real quick, before we let you go, where can people go to get tickets and when does the show run?
The show runs February 17th through the 19th and the 24th through the 26th. It is at the Hoagland in the Peggy Ryder Theater, which formerly was known as Theater 3.
And you could buy your tickets at SpencerTheaterCompany.com or the HCFTA box office.
Excellent. I'm so excited to see it. I hope people enjoy it as much as I have enjoyed reading about it and learning about it and having you here today. You know, I always say in the winter months, it can be a challenge to figure out what you want to do on those weekends because you can't really go outside and have fun. So to have something fun like this.
In a warm, cozy theater.
With a mystery and there's comedy and you gotta solve a puzzle. It just sounds like a lot of fun. So thank you so much, Jenny Rissett and Joe Michael Jackson, for bringing Mousetrap, and thank you to Spencer Theater Company as well, to the Springfield community. So we really appreciate that, and we appreciate you being here today on Community Voices.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Get to know all the gems in our community on Community Voices, right here on NPR Illinois 91.9. You guys stay tuned.